This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations says at least 16 local employees have been detained in Ethiopia's capital, and a government spokesman asserted they were held for their, quote, participation in terror under a state of emergency as the country's year-long war escalates and ethnic Tigrayans face a new wave of arrests. All the detained staffers are Tigrayan, a humanitarian worker told the Associated Press. The UN said it was given no reason for the detentions, but Tigrayans, including lawyers, have reported widespread detentions in Addis Ababa since the state of emergency was declared, saying people are being picked up on the basis of their ethnicity alone. Ethiopia's government has said it's detaining people suspected of supporting the rival Tigray forces who have been fighting the government for the past year. In Washington, U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price told reporters that, quote, if reports are true, detentions of people based on ethnicity are completely unacceptable. Envoys from the African Union and the United States are trying to encourage an immediate ceasefire by Ethiopia's government and the Tigray forces who long dominated the national government before Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed came to power. The government earlier this year declared the Tigray forces a terrorist group. Thousands of people have been killed in the year-long war. Thousands have been detained and millions have been displaced. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands of people in the Tigray region face famine conditions under a government blockade meant to deny food, medicine, and other aid from potentially reaching Tigray forces. Ethiopia's government last month expelled 7 UN staffers from the country, accusing them of, without evidence, of inflating the scale of the crisis. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron's office said Tuesday he has, quote, the greatest respect for Algeria and regrets the diplomatic row sparked by his criticism of the country's leadership. Relations between France and its former colony in North Africa have been strained for much of 6 decades since Algeria won its independence after a brutal 8-year war. And after his election in 2017, Macron attempted to change the dynamic by going further than his predecessors in owning up to past French abuses in Algeria. But relations deteriorated again in October after Macron accused Algeria's, quote, political military system of rewriting the history of the independence war to foment hatred towards France. Algeria reacted furiously to Macron's remarks in October, as well as to its decision a month earlier to sharply reduce the number of visas it grants to citizens of Algeria, Morocco, and Tunisia. Belarus State TV reported that an American who faces criminal charges from the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol is seeking asylum in Belarus, a move that could heighten tensions between the turbulent former Soviet nation and the United States. Evan Newman of California acknowledged in an interview with the Belarus One channel that he was at the Capitol that day but rejected the charges, which include assaulting police, obstruction, and other offenses. Both Belarus's president, Alexander Lukashenko, and Russia's president, Vladimir Putin, have used the January 6th riot as a way to accuse the U.S. of a double standard in criticizing other countries, including Russia and Belarus, for cracking down on anti-government protests. Mexico's president warned Tuesday that the world is sliding from civilization to barbarity and called for the 1,000 richest people, the 1,000 largest private corporation, and the 20 major economies to improve life for the 750 million people now existing on less than $2 a day. Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador told the UN Security Council the proposal could generate $1 trillion annually, which should go directly to the world's poorest people without any intermediaries, according to him. In a scathing speech at the UN's most powerful body, the Mexican leader sharply criticized the world's nations for not addressing corruption in all of its forms, political, moral, economic, legal, fiscal, and financial, which he called the main problem of the planet. He pointed to the distribution of COVID-19 vaccines, with pharmaceutical companies selling 94% and 6% only going for distribution to poor countries. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.